time for Vanessa and Gallant.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Featuring Vanessa Richardson.
This is not a common opinion. This is not a popular opinion.
And Paul Gallant.
I think for the average person that sees me, they don't know that I'm a cat dad.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
We're rolling along on a Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. I just had some breakfast nachos from the Union Kitchen.
You look like such a Yas queen right now.
I had LASIK surgery, so I'm wearing sunglasses because you're supposed to protect your eyes.
Yeah, it's LASIK surgery. It's not because you were, you know, having a great time on vacation, you know, throwing some drinks back. I should have worn glasses on Monday.
You, according to how drunk you were in LA, you should have been wearing the glasses.
Listen, I was just enjoying myself, okay? Don't shame me for my life choices.
No shame.
Just because I puked when we got to LAX while I was crossing the street is no reason to shame me. It happens, okay?
How did you drink a lot at the Dodgers game?
Copious amounts, yes. Yes.
Do you remember the Dodgers game?
No, we didn't even know it was over. We were in a suite. The game was done for like 30 minutes and they told us to leave. And I was like, oh, wait, it's like the seventh inning. They're like, no, the game's been over for like an hour. And I looked outside and I was like, wow, there's actually no one here at Dodger Stadium anymore.
So
it was a good time.
So Paul had a good time.
Yeah, I did. I did. It was good to have you back.
Somebody asked me if I got an eye job. Yep, I got LASIK surgery technically. And I see 20/20 now, though. Life-changing. Shout out to Dr. B in Carmel, Indiana.
Have you never saw 20/20 before
ever,
in your life?
Ever.
It's, wow.
My vision has gotten progressively worse, and I have astigmatism in one eye.
Oh, no.
So I intentionally went into LASIK not really knowing what it was.
Okay.
I didn't do a lot of research because I didn't want to know what they were going to do to me.
And
so I went into it blind. But they did it, and I was so nervous. I got sick the night before. I think that might have been the seafood I ate in Indiana, which wasn't a good call.
See, wait a second.
They dilated my pupils. I got dizzy and then I ate seafood.
I wanted that St. Elmo's shrimp
from Gary, Indiana, the only part of Indiana that touches a lake.
And so I got it. And what I found out later, they actually did to me. I'm glad I didn't know before, but it wasn't painful.
Hang on. What do they do?
Well, they. At one point, you smell something. They say you're going to smell something weird, and then there's a laser.
Okay.
That is the flesh burning off of your eye.
Whoa.
As they apply a new flap to your eye.
What?
And the whole thing from start to finish takes 15 minutes. But when you get there, they like prep you. They tell you. They gave me Valium, so I was feeling good.
Okay. So the way you were talking about it, though, when I heard like that they did things to me, I was like, what is this? Like Jerry Seinfeld's dentist? Bryan Cranston?
But it was good. I see 20/20 now, so that's why I'm wearing sunglasses. So.
I think it's a great look.
Thank you so much.
I think I might start doing the glasses
yes.
look, too. Sean Mabes behind the glass. You start wearing sunglasses. We all start wearing sunglasses. We're the cool kids.
Yeah, I will have to get LASIK to start wearing sunglasses, or I just won't be able to see anything.
That's
you don't
no
do
fun.
The really cool ones that transform into sunglasses when you walk outside.
No, believe it or not, no. Haven't stepped my game up to
old
the transition lens.
Yeah. But yeah, the transitions. Let's transition into Deshaun Watson,
wow.
Shall we, gentlemen? Thank you.
Incredible. It's like you never missed a beat.
I never miss a beat. Watson has settled 20 out of 24 lawsuits. That's according to Tony Busby, of course, who has represented the women in the civil cases. One of the women that decided not to take that settlement is Ashley Solis. She was kind of, for lack of a better term, has been the face of these accusers. She was one of the women on the Real Sports HBO special,
right.
Of course, the one we saw in the press conference. Tony Busby said, quote, Ashley Solis is one of the heroes of this story. Her case is not settled, and thus her story, and that of the other three brave women will continue. I look forward to trying these cases in due course, etc. Kind of a weird statement. This is just a Vanessa opinion that he says that Ashley Solis is brave for not having settled a case, as if the women who settled are not brave. I think that was a very strange thing for Tony Busby to say, and maybe a little bit out of line.
Well, but, I mean, he's never done that before.
Yeah. So 20 out of 24. When you look at the magnitude and the sheer number of these cases, That has to feel probably good for Andrew Berry and the Haslams and Stefanski to get 20 out of 24 solved.
And I would assume Deshaun Watson. And now that there's only four left, I mean, I imagine there will be settlements with them as well, the remaining, including Ashley Solis. I mean, it's in civil court now. It's not going back to criminal court. And if you take a look at it, they probably will be able to get what they want. And I'm sure that they ended up settling for a significant the larger amount than what was originally offered by Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden, which was $100,000. We found that out. And I think Mike Florio tweeted out yesterday that we'll likely find out what the actual number was. Whatever it was, you know, I just want to go back in time to when the trade took place, when the Cleveland Browns acquired Deshaun Watson, and back to Dave Mulugeta, who I cannot stand through this entire saga, and congratulations to him for earning his client a ton of money. I know that's what agents are supposed to do, but the keep the same energy tweet, for some reason, I just thought of it yesterday and I retweeted it and said, well, hold these L's. I'm keeping the same energy.
I really want to know. With your emojis, right?
Yeah. Love the 100.
Emojis. Like, love the Paul emojis.
Flex.
Busted
fist.
For real.
Yeah. The thing with him, I really want to hear from him right now. Because like you're just so disingenuous and totally finding a way to spin it to make your client look good because he wasn't criminally charged. And look, I get it that civil lawsuits, they don't mean that Deshaun Watson necessarily did it, that these settlements happen. But my God, he settled on so many of them. He didn't settle for the original amount. And the entire time we were hearing about how he didn't do any of this, how he's innocent, how he's being unfairly victimized. My ass, you have been unfairly victimized this whole time. So really, like, we're never going to hear from Deshaun Watson on any of this stuff again. I just want to move on with my life. I just want to clear my name. But I want David Mulugeta to get an earful because I just think that he's one of those classic, like, bloodsucker agents that you see him do the things that they do and just have zero moral compass along the way. Like, these people, none of them had any reason to come after Deshaun Watson and accusing him of sexual misconduct. Seriously, my ass, David Mulugeta.
Yep, I think that one of the things that I heard this morning that was interesting to me, I think there are a couple people that already know what the league suspension is going to be. I think those people are probably Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, Adam Schefter. Now, they'll never say that, but I think they have a pretty darn good idea. Adam Schefter was on this morning with John Granato and Lance Zierlein, and here's what he had to say about the suspension he's predicting and hearing from the NFL.
My understanding is the league does want a lengthy suspension for Deshaun Watson. Lengthy. And the NFLPA, its job is to fight that and defend it. And so Lisa Friel, who's led this investigation, who spoke to many of the women who have accused Deshaun Watson here, she will make a recommendation as to what she believes the discipline should be.
So lengthy suspension. He is predicting a lengthy suspension. Now, you may say, okay, well, like, duh, aren't we all? Not really. I mean, at the beginning, if you remember, there were a lot of predictions that would be anywhere from 4 to 6 games. It would be half a season.
Right, with the Antonio Brown situation.
Right, Adam Schefter saying a lengthy suspension indicates to me that that's legitimate. Now, I did some research on this morning because there are a lot of details involving the new CBA that I think are interesting. So the NFL and NFLPA with the new CBA, what was that, 1 or 2 years ago, agreed to a neutral arbitrator for discipline in regards to the personal conduct policy, which this with Deshaun Watson falls under. So once the league decides what the suspension is, that goes in front of retired U.S. District Judge Sue Robinson.
Okay.
Sue Robinson will determine then whether or not that suspension is justified. We've never seen this procedure before, and this is what Dan Graziano was saying on ESPN this morning. We've never seen this play out because there hasn't been this big of a deal where they have to involve the neutral arbitrator, Sue Robinson, in it.
A question, I don't know the answer to it. Can't Roger Goodell just overrule whatever she says?
You would think so, but if it's in writing that she gets to decide, and if that's part of the CBA, no.
Okay.
I'm
always under the assumption that Roger Goodell has the final say on just about everything in the NFL.
I think he does, but not personal conduct policy because of that agreement. But again, as Graziano was saying on ESPN, and I believe it was Get Up this morning, it hasn't been done.
Yeah. Because
there hasn't been a player that's been accused of anything like this.
Brian McCarthy, who is the NFL's head of PR, he said in a statement yesterday that today's development, the 20 lawsuits being settled, has no impact on the collectively bargained disciplinary process. I don't believe that. I don't. I feel like this is something where there's no way that Deshaun Watson could squeeze his way out of it. If there was any ability on his part or the people surrounding his part to prove that some of these seem to be completely full of it, then maybe we would actually see this be slightly reduced and it would affect whatever potential punishment is coming out. But this will affect it because all the details that continue to pour out and that will continue to pour out, especially the explicit ones. How does the NFL sit back and do nothing when Trevor Bauer's gone for 2 years in baseball?
Trevor Bauer, and then when you look at Calvin Ridley and that gambling suspension, look, I know that it's apples and oranges. I know that, you know, they were able to completely prove that there was the gambling, but I think people look at the morale of that. But we'll see how it develops. Certainly appreciate that soundbite from Adam Schefter because I think it was interesting. All right, if you own your home, listen to me. Grab your phone. Our pals at TGS Insurance are going to deliver you big savings, and you don't even have to talk to an agent. I know you pay too much for your home insurance, but you probably don't shop for better rates because it's a huge hassle, but it doesn't have to be anymore. TGS Insurance has a new system with 36 carriers. All you have to send in is your home address through text message, and you're going to start your saving money journey. So take your phone, text MONEY to 232323. They ask for your address, you send it back, and you get your full quote within 15 minutes. It's ridiculously fast. It's legit. The online rating for this company is almost perfect, and their average customer from last year saved over $870. So, again, home insurance, obnoxious to shop for. But TGS makes it the best and the easiest it's ever been. You're only one text away from massive savings. So one more time, people, get out that phone. Text MONEY to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grilling.
Nice.
Wow. And look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly. B21.
Sony Pictures Classics presents The Phantom of the Open, a new film based on the incredible true story of Maurice Flintcroft, the man who picked up a golf club and set the world record for the worst score in the history of the British Open.
Sorry.
The Daily Mirror gives The Phantom of the Open 4 stars.
If I can inspire just one person, well, that's all in one, isn't it?
The Phantom of the Open, the new comedy starring Mark Rylance and Sally Hawkins. Only in theaters from Sony Pictures Classics. Rated PG-13. Now playing select cities. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Keeping Texas chill. Hey, John Granato here, and you know I'm keeping Texas chill with my cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Coors Light is the official beer of beating your buddy in coaster flipping and him having to pay you a dollar. It's the official beer of the third shelf of my refrigerator. And Coors Light is the official beer of kicking my feet up after a grueling 3-hour radio show. Do your part keeping Texas chill. Make your next beer a Coors Light. I'm John Granato, and I approve this Coors Light message.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, 2 or 3 times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief. Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey guys, BK here. If you've been in an accident and need a lawyer, you got to call my man, Lawyer Dave. He'll advise you, represent you, and most importantly, he'll fight for you. Every day, Lawyer Dave works with clients who've experienced personal injury, auto accidents, workplace accidents, slip and falls, and overtime claims. Located right here in Houston, you'll always receive the very best personal service with Lawyer Dave. Let him do the hard work for you. Visit LawyerDave.law. That's LawyerDave.law. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
Do the John Wall. You remember, wasn't that a dance? The John Wall?
So yeah. He just flexes his fist from left to right?
Yeah, it was, but it was a big thing. It was like, do the John Wall.
There's a little bit more to it, Paul. Don't shortchange.
Yeah, including sitting out an entire season.
No one can shortchange John Wall
now. That's the actual John Wall.
Seriously.
Is sitting out an entire season and getting paid. This was per Shams Charyana. Did I say that right?
I don't know. Say it again,
nope,
though, for good measure.
What was it?
Say it just like that.
Say it, Sean.
No. Let her say it.
Shams Charyana?
Yeah, I like that version. We're just going to roll with that.
I actually want to get it right, and he's never... I never see him.
I honestly don't know the answer.
Do you know it?
Shams Charyana.
Charyana. Thank you, and I apologize
for that mispronunciation.
Houston Rockets, John Wall's agent, Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul, who I believe is in bed with Adele, has informed the organization that the guard exercised his $47.4 million player option for the 2022-2023 season.
I love how they had to inform him. Like, it's common sense. Wait, a guy who didn't play last year and probably isn't anywhere close to the player he used to be, what is he going to do? Is he going to opt into the nearly $50 million he is going to make a year after he actually did nothing? Oh, boy.
This seemed obvious, but I do think it brought up some questions. And every now and then, I think it's easy to forget that John Wall just didn't play and made a lot of money being a quote-unquote mentor for the young players.
There's a national narrative out there, though, Vanessa, that the Rockets essentially kept him from playing. I saw this from enough people yesterday where I was like, wait a second. So I texted Joel Blank with the Killer Bees, and Joel knows the Rockets like the back of his hand. And he said he didn't want to be here. He wanted to be with a contender as well as not to come off the bench, which is what I thought it was all about, not wanting to come off the bench.
That's what the national narrative had been for sure.
Well, so I guess the national narrative is now like they didn't want him to play because they were trying to get better draft positioning. And I'm sort of thinking to myself, at this point in John Wall's career, was John Wall really going to affect the Rockets' draft positioning that much? No, serious question. Sean's laughing behind the glass, but honestly, I don't think John Wall's the same player anymore.
Because he would have played like 25 games and then gotten hurt. That's what would have happened.
Yeah.
So
to preserve
John Wall's value, if there is any.
Glad you brought that up.
Just don't play him.
Our producer, Sean Mapes, that brings me to SpotRack on Twitter. John Wall, games played. Now, I did not verify this information. This is just per his Twitter, but he's usually accurate. 2019-2020 season, zero games played. 2020-2021, 40. Okay. 2021-2022, zero. So he's played 40 games in the last three seasons.
So he's making almost $1.05 million per game that he has played the last 3 years.
By the way, in 1920, he made...
He's that old. Year. That explains why he's not so good.
But 2019-2020 season, he made $38.2 million.
Okay.
2020-2021, 41.2 million, in which he played 40 games. Last year, 44.3 milli. Must be nice.
Yeah, it really must be nice. And look, I mean, we got to find a positive spin for this, okay? So think about this. Now the Rockets are going to have two former first overall picks sitting courtside. Hakeem Olajuwon, yes. John Wall, yes. Rockets legends. And they're going to be there in attendance, and it's going to make the Toyota Center into the biggest party this side of town. They're going to buy him out on a serious note. I am very curious as to what the rest of his career entails. There is a part of me that likes that he called out James Harden for the way that James Harden was acting at the beginning of the season, where Harden showed up in possibly a fat suit or maybe just out of shape and then forced his way eventually out of town to the Brooklyn Nets. Whatever the case, this is just the way that the NBA works. I'm very curious as to how Tillman Fertitta feels about this, because I don't think Tillman Fertitta likes the idea of spending nearly $50 million on a player who did not play for the Rockets, essentially.
We heard from Tillman. We don't hear from Tillman a lot.
We did.
I always like hearing from Rafael Stone. Rafael Stone, I think, is insightful, and I think it's interesting to hear the direction that he's going with this young team. But here's what Stone slash we're going to hear from Fertitta with a little Fertitta bomb at the end. Here's what they said.
We're going to be aggressive. It doesn't mean we'll get anything done. It doesn't mean it'll happen. We're only going to do deals that we internally decide are really good ones. But we're going to call everybody 5,000 times, and we're going to see if there are different options that can be found and different ways to put the puzzle together.
And this is how the puzzle is, honestly, okay? We could get traded another first round and draft four guys, or we might not draft anybody, okay? You have to have that mindset going into the next 72 hours. That you have to be, you have to look at, is this going to make me better 3 years from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, even 8 years from now? And that's what all the decisions are based on. This year, like we said, we want improvement in every area, but we're really looking out there and see the window of what's happening in the Western Conference and how teams are getting older. And I mean, it's so funny to look at, but when we were our best, the worst teams were Phoenix and Dallas and Memphis. And look at those teams now because of the draft.
Okay, so we hear from Rafael Stone at first, and we hear the spin job from Fertitta at the end about why things are good going forward. But what did you think, Vanessa, of essentially in that little clip right there as they stand next to each other? Fertitta essentially, he didn't do this physically, but grabbing the microphone and just going on a tangent, including a tangent that said at one point, you know, we might draft four players, we might not draft anybody. What are your thoughts when you hear that?
When I hear that, my thought process is, if you're Rafael Stone, you're thinking, please stop. I just need you to stop. And it's not because anything. I think that Tillman actually does a pretty good job as an owner. He's an interesting guy. I think his son Patrick is working really hard to assimilate himself in the building and build up that night. But Rafael Stone answers questions in what I think is typically a genuine and authentic manner. And then Tillman comes in and is like, but we could be the Phoenix Suns.
I like that he sang it there in that situation. I would prefer him to sing it, Vanessa, but more so I would prefer him to shut up. I don't want to hear from an owner talking about his basketball team. I really don't. I don't want to hear what he thinks the compelling strategy will be for the Rockets going forward. Think about this. The Daryl Morey era was one where Daryl Morey tried to get star after star after star, and clearly that did not work out. Meanwhile, you see two teams in the NBA Finals recently who drafted well while not having the number one overall pick. Jaylen Brown was towards the back of the top 10. Jason Tatum was the third overall pick. Steph Curry, we know how far he fell in the draft. Klay Thompson was not an early, early pick. Draymond Green was a steal. You win by developing players and by drafting them. You don't win by continuing to try and accrue talent. And when I hear Fertitta say, hey, we might draft four people, we might not draft anybody, I don't want to bleeping hear that. They tried that strategy. They contended for a very long time under Les Alexander and Daryl Morey, and they deserve credit for that. They never tanked. But there is a point where now you need to look at getting good young players and actually developing them, coaching them up, not letting them walk all over you like Christian Wood and Kevin Porter Jr. That is what I want. And when I hear Tillman Fertitta say that, I'm just like, okay, dude, like, I would like you to be a little less meddlesome, because that commentary to me felt extremely meddlesome.
And never forget when Rafael Stone was like, well, I mean, John Wall and I went out to dinner and decided that he just wasn't going to play. That always struck me as so weird. So if it was a conspiracy behind the scenes where they're like, listen, we want high draft picks, maybe we'll never know about it. What we do know, Rob Gronkowski, one of the greatest, if not the greatest tight end ever, apparently has retired.
I wanted to put up a post yesterday, but I'm like, wait, is he gonna unretire again? I don't know.
He
I can't
told,
do it.
Jordan Schultz, and then I posted it to Instagram that he was retiring.
Jordan Schultz.
Very random. But here's what's interesting. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said, in my opinion, he isn't done. He told PFT, I would not be surprised to see him come back down the road. It would not surprise me if Tom Brady calls him during the season to come back and Rob answers the call, he told Adam Schefter. This is just my opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back during the season or next season. This was a weird thing just to establish. Weird for an agent to say, don't fully listen to my client, LOL. I saw a theory this morning on Get Up that Robert Griffin and Mike Greenberg were talking about that I could actually see.
I like that you're calling him Robert Griffin, by the way, because now he's an analyst.
RG3.
Much better than... No, I think it's better than RG3. He is an analyst. He's Robert Griffin. You got to go into a new life.
We have the same agent, so I have to hashtag respect him.
Friends.
But they brought up the fact that Rob Gronkowski was not known for liking training camp, for liking preseason. And so it is very possible that what Drew Rosenhaus said, the Bucs do well, they're eight games in, whatever. Brady sends a text or, you know.
Let's be honest. Gronk is Brady's golden retriever. Right? I mean, Gronk, if convinced hard enough by Brady, I think would come back. And it doesn't seem like Brady is pushing those buttons because Brady is probably thinking about retirement himself. But with the way that Gronk played last year, which was, I thought, really surprising. I thought that he was going to be washed. Last year, I mean, he was very productive with Tom. I could see this 100% happening. So I wanted to put a post out yesterday. Gronk is one of my favorite players growing up.
I was going to say, you have to be a big Gronk guy.
My favorite play that he ever had, I want to say it was the 2015 AFC Championship game where it was Broncos-Patriots. And it's fourth and very long. And Brady was just like, screw it. Just throws the ball as far as he could down the field. And Gronk makes this beautiful diving catch in between two guys. And all those other catches that he made where he would catch it and then just essentially turn into the Juggernaut from X-Men and run through people with this unbelievable force and power. He was such a fun player to watch. Giant, goofy personality as well. I will miss him. He was a very fun...
He's not dead. He's just re-retiring.
Player. I know, but it'll not quite be the same at NFL without Gronkowski, a Tom Brady without Rob Gronkowski. It's one of the best wide receiver, quarterback, receiver combinations of all time.
I do think when you take inventory from what he accomplished, 11 seasons with Brady, 9 in New England, 2 in Tampa, 4 Super Bowls, 5-time Pro Bowler. That's a career. Hang it up. Hang out with your supermodel fiance/wife. And we've always talked about this, and I think it's becoming more well known that Gronk is smarter than people think, that the party boy thing is kind of a little bit of an image. He's been really good with savings. But we do want your opinion. Do you think Gronkowski is retiring for good, or do you think we're going to see a Gronk resurgence? 713-780-3776. All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, what does it take to get you to forget an ex? What would it take for you to forget Deshaun Watson? That's next.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Sony Pictures Classics presents The Phantom of the Open, a new film based on the incredible true story of Maurice Flintcroft, the man who picked up a golf club and set the world record for the worst score in the history of the British Open.
Sorry!
The Daily Mirror gives The Phantom of the Open 4 stars.
If I can inspire just one person, well, that's all in one, isn't it?
The Phantom of the Open, the new comedy starring Mark Rylance and Sally Hawkins. Only in theaters from Sony Pictures Classics. Rated PG-13. Now playing select cities. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Tired of losing business to competitors because of your outdated website? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, and we love helping business owners just like yourself build better websites that truly represent your brand. Call the folks here at SiteJab, 713-999-4661. The time to invest in your growth for your business is now. Call us at SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661. 713-999-4661. Let's get started on your website today.
Houston Dynamo FC returns home this weekend to take on Chicago Fire FC in an interconference showdown. Coverage begins Saturday at 6:30 on your English radio home for Houston Dynamo FC, ESPN 97.5.
People constantly ask me, how long is this crazy used car market going to last? And I think we've got 30, 60, 90 days left. But when she drops off, she's going to drop off hot and fast. So if you want to sell your ride, I'd do it now. Go to givemethevin.com. We're America's best car buyer. We don't beat your CarMax offer. Send you a check for $100. I've never seen a used car market this high. Grab it while you can.
Sell us your car. Givemethevin.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
We're in the most active season of the year right now. But if you have joint pain, you can't live like you want to. Hip pain, knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain. It sucks the fun out of living. But I've got fantastic news. QC Kinetics is helping people here get the fun back with advanced regenerative treatments from local medical professionals. Regenerative medicine is the hottest thing going. It's basically taking growth factors with healing properties from your own body, highly concentrated, then putting them back into the aching joints. This exciting in-office non-surgical treatment can repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints, giving you real lasting relief from pain. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these cutting-edge, all-natural options, and the patient satisfaction reports are incredible. They have over 100 clinics nationwide, including right here in Houston. Stop putting it off. Get real relief from pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Call 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. Once again, 713-913-5285.
I'm Jerome Solomon of Houston Sports Show.
I'm Lauren Leal, the star of Houston Sports Show.
Yeah, right. Check us out every Sunday morning at 9 here on ESPN 97.5.
We'll kick off your football Sunday with some fun, laughter, jokes, and maybe some sports.
Don't miss us every Sunday.
Hey, this is John Granato for Aqueduct Plumbing Company, your home for the one-day repipe. You're going to love them. Billy is the owner, his sister Mary. It's a family business. They give you free estimates, fair quotes, and honest pricing with no extra add-ons. You're looking for a great plumber? Call 281-488-6238 or go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. 281-488-6238. Aqueduct Plumbing Company, they're at your disposal.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
79, guys. What does that number mean to you? It means the amount of days until the regular NFL season kicks off. 79 days. We're counting it down every day on the show, and every day we bring up a different topic for the number.
This is the hardest, by the way, number to think of a guy. I spent a long time.
Paul's job for this segment every day, in addition to, of course, us all brainstorming what the topic should be, is finding the jersey number.
So, I had no idea who this guy is. If he has passed away, RIP. Rosie Brown, who was a left tackle for the New York Giants from 1953 to 1965. Eight-time All-Pro. This question is just amusing to me, though. Can you guess what round of the draft in 1953 he was selected? What round was Rosie Brown selected in? Both of you.
The fourth.
Incorrect.
It has to be the 40th?
You were closer. The 27th round of the 1953 draft. And by the way, 321st overall pick. Like, that's more than the NFL draft today does. And also, there's 27 rounds. That is an insane amount of rounds of a draft to have. And I'm guessing that players were lasting like less than a year in the NFL, if that's how many rounds that they had.
Or they got drafted and they're like, actually, I can make more money like pumping gas.
Right.
Oh my God, you're probably right.
I mean, it's like when you first start out in media. I mean, if you're one of the people that goes to a really, really small market and you realize you literally make more money at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
How depressing.
That's so fun.
How depressing. Harvey Martin, number 79, Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, classic
says
Harvey.
9849. We love Harvey on
this
Harvey.
Show.
How did we not think of Harvey?
The time he did the thing in the game.
All right, so the new Top Gun, I haven't seen the new one.
I saw it yesterday, Vanessa.
I did watch the old one, and I gave you guys my movie review in short. Val Kilmer, hot. An aggressive amount of take my breath away and a lot of tongue in those scenes.
Yeah.
Very cheesy, but 80s.
Okay.
Now, the new one, Paul.
Vanessa, it is so good. And everyone has said it's awesome, so I said, okay, I have to see it eventually. It is really, really good. You see a different side of Maverick that you did not see at all, really, in the first ones. Maybe there are some glimpses. I think that Miles Teller did a really good job.
Yeah.
In case you haven't seen the build-up to the movie, this is not a major spoiler, but he plays Goose's son. So Miles Teller is, I think, really good in it. And Jennifer Connelly plays the heartthrob. It is a very, very good movie. And it has made me forget entirely about the first one. By the way, you do see Val Kilmer in this movie, which is fantastic.
Yeah, they had to do some technology
because he's got throat
because
cancer.
He has throat cancer,
right? So they. Anyway, it's very good. I felt very emotional watching it the whole way through.
Oh, Paul,
it was very good.
But Paul has feelings.
I mean, I cried watching Draft Day. Like, it does not take that much to make me tear up. Seriously, I get very happy watching movies. It's like my happy place, which is funny because I'm like this cynical, jaded, awful person off the air. But anyway, it made me forget, Vanessa, about Top Gun 1. So how do we forget, to bring it back to football, to bring it back to my flagship days, the Houston Texans, Texans Radio, the Texans, home of the Texans Live, Texans, the Texans. How do you bring it back? My question is, what is it going to take for Davis Mills to make you forget Deshaun Watson?
That's so hard because Deshaun Watson was with us for how long? 4 years? But five?
I don't think it's going to be that hard. I think that, and I mean on the field Deshaun Watson, and I hate to turn it back to on the field. You're never going to forget that Deshaun Watson went from being like one of the most liked athletes in town to being like a complete pariah in a matter of a year.
How many playoff games did Deshaun Watson win? One, right?
Oh, wait, shoot. And I forgot.
One or
he did
two?
Buffalo?
He won the one against Buffalo.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
He did not play well for the most part in that game, but then, yes, I forgot that in the second half they did rally to win. Yes.
And then he had what a lot of people, national media and analysts would refer to as kind of those magician moments where he would make a play. Oftentimes they involve DeAndre Hopkins, to be fair, but where you're
Will
like,
Fuller.
How the heck did that happen? So to me, what would it take? A couple playoff wins? A couple of years of winning records?
Now, and who knows if Davis Mills ever gets that opportunity, Vanessa, but he legitimately only needs two playoff victories to overshadow Deshaun Watson on that front. And that does matter a great deal. I think, too, like, we talk about the numbers and we talk about the aesthetics. It's going to be very hard for Davis Mills to ever have the same kind of aesthetics that Watson does because of some of the things that you listed. But I do find it interesting that even with Watson having some very incredible years statistically, that it will not be that hard for Mills to eventually overshadow Deshaun Watson.
Okay, so what does it take for you? Because to me, it's playoff wins, it's winning records, it's put your money where your mouth is and get what is a team in a football state success.
Be a starter for more than 5 years.
So look, for you, it's more about the length of time.
Here's the other thing, too. I mean, who really has quarterbacked this team for a significant portion of time? The Matt Schaub era was above average. You had some seasons where he led the NFL in passing, where he put up good numbers. Then he busted his Liz Frank at the end of the 2011 season. So your first playoff victories with TJ Yates. Your next season, he plays very well to open the year, but then all of a sudden his body seemed to fall apart down the stretch. And then at the beginning of 2013, like, he's no longer your quarterback. Like, it's not going to be that hard, and it sort of just goes back to the Texans' history. As far as being, like, somebody that delivers on a lot of positive memories, who has delivered more positive memories than T.J. Yates of all the quarterbacks in this team's history? No, I'm not kidding.
I did not wake up this morning thinking we'd talk about T.J. Yates.
He won you your first playoff game. How much did he do in that game? I don't know. He was a part of your playoff clinching victory over the Cincinnati Bengals towards the end of the 2011 season. He came in randomly in a couple of relief efforts and was pretty admirable in those. I mean, I would say that as far as quarterbacks in Texans history that I have the most fond memories attached to, it's T.J. Yates. And look, I didn't see a whole lot of the Matt Schaub era, so I'm sure that there's some Matt Schaub moments. But remember, Schaub, to me, is more synonymous with the Letterman jacket game than he is.
Never forget.
With
God, why?
The highs of the Houston Texans.
I think that it would take, like I said, some playoff victories. What do you guys think of Watson's legacy overall and what it will be in a few years? Now, let's stick with, for all intents and purposes, on the field. And I know it's hard to separate because people in Houston will think of Deshaun Watson in regards to what he was accused of, for sure, as a lot of people will.
What did he actually do
on the field?
He's a less violent O.J. Simpson at this point in time. Like I just think of a guy who's totally, you know, changed. But from on the field, I mean, I'm going to think about that game against the Colts where he sucked in the playoffs. I was so disappointed in him after that game. Not to sound like a dad, but I thought he was so bad in that game that they lost 21-7. And I mean, what are the other moments that really you think about with him thus far? He has to have one of those games where he goes head to head with Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen,
right,
or something like that,
and wins.
Right, and that will just be where some people will start to talk about his play as opposed to what he has done over the last couple of years. And I wonder if he's able to do that. I mean, I know technically he beat Josh Allen in like one of the ugliest football games we've ever seen. You know, he was awful for the first three quarters, and Josh Allen was like trying to lose the game at the end with that stupid lateral and like throwing it in triple coverage to a fullback. So that's what it's going to take for him. And I wonder if he's going to be able to do it. You know, you think about the Browns, it's just a losing DNA organization. They always find
but
a way to do it.
But once he comes back, the training wheels are off because he's going to be on a team where he has every piece available, where they are going to cater to him. He's going to be making, I mean, he got the biggest contract in the NFL, the most guaranteed money. But that is an interesting question on the Davis Mills thing, and I'm still kind of mulling that over because it makes you question. It's kind of like when somebody asks you, why are you single? And you just say, oh, because I'm busy with my career. But then you really think, no, why am I single? What you did with me is you asked, okay, what would it take for you to forget Deshaun Watson? It's like, Davis Mills, couple playoff, but what really would it take? Would it take that much? Because what has Deshaun Watson done?
It
really makes you think.
Now, to talk about the X side of things, now say all of a sudden the X becomes a celebrity or gets a lot more attractive,
yeah,
or wins the lottery
gets
or something
a nice
like that.
Nose
those
job.
Those are things that are certainly possible for him with Cleveland. So but right now I don't think it's like that steep of a hill to climb,
right.
It's not quite a 10G climb, if you will, if you watch Top Gun Maverick, get it, to see Davis Mills perhaps
overpass
Deshaun Watson. You know what, spoiler alert,
was that song in the movie?
Not once. And I'm not gonna lie, even though I hated that song with how much it was foisted into the first one, there was a spot where they could have played it and I think it would have been a really funny place to do it. And they chose this other like random Faith Hill sounding song.
You know what I liked is that Amanda Peet is 51, so they actually cast an age appropriate person instead of like some 25-year-old.
I think Amanda Peet is very attractive. No, it was Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, and all brunettes look the same. Come on, yeah, Vanessa, these are your people.
All brunettes matter. Yeah, and even worse is that they're both brown hair with blue eyes, so it's literally like me. I am Amanda Peet. Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, a certain former NFL player said he was more scared of somebody than Tom Brady. Mm. No, Paul's going to love
Unbelievable.
This. That's coming up next.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You want 8 of the flutes and onyx.
Shira's hand-blown glassware blows right off her store's shelves.
Take them back for more indigo bowls.
She needs an inventory manager to help keep her stock on lock.
These are 100% porous silicate. Those aren't. Hey, can someone check the temp on the kiln?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
This silver tequila makes a refreshing tequila sunrise.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Maestro Dobel is a name to know if you love tequila. Lance Zierlein here. And what I love about Maestro Dobel is the variety of excellent tequilas, all with different flavor profiles. Dobel's Diamante is the world's original Cristalino tequila, made with 100% pure agave and a blend of extra añejo, añejo, and reposado. This tequila is truly unique. You're truly going to enjoy Maestro Dobel tequila. It's perfect to sip and outstanding in a cocktail. Find Maestro Dobel anywhere liquor is sold. Maestro Dobel.
Proximo Spirits, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
What's up, y'all? Paul Gallant here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at Passive Investor Network. PIN is a full-service real estate investment firm that takes the guesswork, fear, and headache out of the investing process. If you're anything like me, real estate investing seems intimidating, but if you're thinking about real estate as a way to provide financial security for you and your family, the PIN process takes care of the whole thing with a personalized plan for you. Join them on one of their famous bus tours to meet the staff and to start your investment journey. Connect with them at passiveinvestor.net. That's passiveinvestor.net.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years.
Ron called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Ron was overjoyed.
They are a lifesaver. They are.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you shopped for electricity lately? This is John Granato, energy expert. Energy rates are up this summer. Don't be the guy caught with an expired contract. That'll cost you. Go to champion.energy to find the best deals. Use promo code 1560 for added savings. I've been a Champion customer for years. I love their weekly reports that help me manage my usage. With Champion, everyone gets a fair price. No hidden fees. Go to champion.energy. Use promo code 1560 for added savings. That's champion.energy/1560.
Whether you're working in an office or remote, Staples has your tech.
New AirPods so I can turn up the music and tune out distractions.
Staples has your tech.
A Wi-Fi extender for faster downloads?
A portable keyboard so I can work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories, from the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $199. You save $50. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. N625 Limit 2 while supplies last.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Welcome back to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
Tom Pelissero just tweeted out the House Oversight Committee Chairwoman Maloney announced that she's issuing a subpoena for Daniel Snyder to testify next week because Snyder decided not to show up.
Hell yeah. So he's actually going to have to show.
I want Daniel Snyder to get in trouble for all of the corruption. As we've talked about on the show, I think what might actually sink him is the fact that he could have messed with, God forbid, billionaires' money with the NFL. But when you look at some of the things that have come out in the last couple of days, I'm sure you guys saw about another woman that had accused him, that there's
on
documentation.
A plane in 2009,
I mean, just disgusting stuff. So I'm happy about this. I hope that maybe this causes some change among owners in the NFL.
Everyone wants him gone. There's not one person that wants Daniel Snyder to keep his job other than someone that maybe is in the Snyder family. And honestly, maybe some of the people in the Snyder family are like, you know what? A forced sale of the team, I'm going to get a lot richer if Daniel Snyder ends up getting control of the Washington football team Commanders, wrested away from him. But he couldn't go because he was in France. And Vanessa, I thought it was very funny that before going to his subpoena, basically someone in the Congressional Oversight Committee instead said, Daniel Snyder is a coward. And if he wasn't a coward, if he was a real man, he would show up. Like, that was going to get him to show up. It was an interesting strategy by the government.
It was an interesting strategy. And I hope he has to answer for at least some of these ridiculous things that have happened. Our special edition of In Case You Missed It is today because it's titled In Case Vanessa Missed It.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, I'm not on vacation all the time. There's been a large controversy on Twitch where people are wondering how many vacation days I have. Just to be clear, 7 days of those were because my father died.
Ooh, damn. Now I can't even make a joke. Yeah. That's not cool.
Yeah. It's not cool for me to say I was on bereavement? Oh, no. Wow.
No, it was a fun joke, and then you just brought the mirror down.
Nope, just stated fact. So 7 days of that were for bereavement, and then, I did take a vacation because you know what? Life's short. So in case Vanessa missed it, I did miss some things over the last couple of days because I was relatively unplugged. The thing that...
You couldn't look at computers, I'm guessing, right?
I couldn't look at anything for very long, like, that involved light. So after my LASIK, so I didn't look at the sun a lot, obviously, when I thought that
I didn't look at the sun a lot. Wow.
Sun, but I had
Was that hard to curb that habit?
Yeah, such a habit. But I did wear a hat, etc. Cool. while I was out and about. So I woke up this morning, checked the news.
Okay.
The news, Brooks Koepka has joined the dark side, gentlemen.
Yes, he joined the Live,
fill me in on that,
Laugh, Love golf tour. So it's funny because last week, I think, Vanessa, the first day that you after the surgery for you, that we heard from Brooks Koepka essentially say, I can't believe you guys are asking me about this with the U.S. Open about to take place. This is one of my favorite events. Also, no one's asked me, but how dare you ask me this? and then 5 seconds later, the Live, Laugh, Love tour decides to bring him into the fold. So the most recent development with this is that starting next year, the PGA Tour is going to change its schedule a little bit. There will be 8 limited field, no-cut events with purses of $20 million or more. And I think the big problem for a lot of people like Brooks Koepka is that someone who's had a lot of knee injuries and stuff, it's that if you're going to have all of these events, then you have to, I guess, incentivize them a little bit more. And it's kind of funny that we continue to talk about how, like, athletes want to actually play the sports that they get paid to for a living less. But I think the point was, in golf, your winnings are entirely determined by where you place. And okay, what's happening with the Live Golf Tour is that they're just paying guys, period. Like an actual salary.
So you
instead
don't really have a huge incentive to win.
You don't
other
in this
than pride and glory.
Right. I mean, you want to win, obviously, but the stakes are, I think, a little bit less if you lose in the Live Golf Tour, based off of my very, very limited understanding of this.
All right, so Brooks Koepka joins the dark side. I did see this clip because it was on my timeline a lot.
I'm sure you kept on rewatching it.
Former NFL player Bart Scott, who has the show on ESPN, Bart and Han, alongside Alan Han.
Oh, not Han Solo, okay.
Not Han Solo.
Not listening now.
Had said that he actually had a quarterback that he was more scared of than your chosen one, Tom Brady, and it was my chosen one. Here he is.
For me, I'd much rather go against Tom Brady every day of the week than to go against Peyton Manning.
That's how you feel.
I believe that's how everybody feels.
Interesting. I
that. In the heyday, you never, ever have I said,
let's also point out,
I'm so afraid of Tom Brady.
The clip goes on a little bit, and he does talk about the differences of why. And he points out that Peyton Manning would change plays and change signal calls in a really, really quick manner. So the guys would be lining up, preparing for one formation, and then they would think that they had him figured out, and then Peyton Manning would switch it. I get what he's saying. And the sticker shock of it, because it shocked me too, even though I love Peyton Manning, the shock of it of were you really more scared of Peyton? I think he means as an individual. The Patriots and the team and Belichick and the coaching, obviously more scary than the Colts in general. But Peyton Manning as an individual quarterback, was he more unpredictable, more of a savage, more in your face? Probably.
I was very offended by those comments. It was disgusting, and it's just more Bart Scott braying. What a surprise. But actually, on a serious note, I do get where he's coming from as well. Now, if you take a look at Brady's playoff numbers, Brady's playoff numbers are not great. They are good, and the best thing that Tom Brady ever did in the playoffs was that he wouldn't screw up. And that's the thing where, with Peyton Manning would screw up a little bit more. But then that kind of lends itself back to what you were just saying, where with Brady, he was generally on better teams. Like, the one Colts team that won a Super Bowl was largely because of how well its defense played for a couple of rounds, and that was with Bob Sanders at safety. I think he was defensive player of the year.
When he was actually healthy.
That year. Yeah, he was awesome. I love Bob Sanders.
He was incredible.
He was and, like, I could never say that about most Indianapolis Colts, but, Bob Sanders, I legitimately loved that guy as a player. Manning had more on his shoulders, and Manning could probably do more with it. And Manning definitely had his fair share of playoff meltdowns where, the team just got its ass kicked. But is it fair entirely to say that was just because of Peyton Manning? When I was younger, I would have said yes. But now with a little added context and just seeing how it works, it wasn't just Peyton Manning in those spots. Now, it wasn't a good look. And sort of like with Aaron Rodgers, where there's a lot of moments like that over their careers that you can point at. But for whatever reason, generally Brady in the playoffs has always found a way to not screw up. And I think that's a big help as to why the Patriots have won so many Super Bowls. Just don't mess up.
A lot of national people, as we know, breaking news, say things just for the sticker shock and for the headline and for the clickbait. When he explained it, it actually made sense. And I thought that it was an interesting perspective.
If you're going to continue your shtick, a lot of where Bart Scott is now in his media career has to do with the time that Sal Palantonio interviewed him after his Jets beat my Patriots in a game Vanessa was, it's the most angry I've ever been walking out of a game. It was the first time I'd ever been to an NFL stadium and could drink. I had just turned 21. I remember I was just absolutely schlitzed at the very end.
Not like you at all.
There were two Jets fans sitting in front of me, and they started talking trash to me as the game went on. And I didn't say anything because, what can I say? The Jets kicked the Patriots' ass that day. And then they started talking trash about the Boston Celtics. And I'm like, you're a Knicks fan. Shut up, loser town. Go celebrate your title. Go hang a banner. And then a couple of ladies had texted me that day, giving me crap. And I, of course, reacted like a very poor sport and burnt all bridges with them, telling one of them to, quote, bleep off, end quote.
Oh, you said this to a woman about a sports game.
She gave me crap. She's like, hey, how about your Patriots today?
Sean Mapes, I invite your thoughts.
Didn't go well.
That was a long time ago. Paul's a different guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm
so
not.
Is it triggering when you hear, can't wait?
Yeah, it is. It is. That legitimately, there are two horrible memories I have as a sports fan. That was one of them. The other one was when it took us 2.5 hours to get into Gillette Stadium, only to sit down to see the Patriots down 21-0 to the Baltimore Ravens.
Never forget. Yeah. But I do know that we need can't wait as a little
No, all right. Unless you want, if you want rage mode, Paul, fine. Okay.
That's good radio. Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, the Astros taking on the Mets. We're going to talk about that. Plus, Dusty Baker, a little critical of one of his old players. Do you agree with the OG? That's next.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Technology makes it possible to recreate a deep green forest with a sound machine. Relaxing. But to make your devices greener,